From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, Dr. Joel Wallach with us. Dr. Wallach, of course, his research has resulted in the publication of more than 70 peer-reviewed and referee journal articles in the fields of nutrition and pharmaceutical research. He is with the CriticalHealthNews.com team. Go to that website often. Here's that phone number to call again, because we give you a lot of information and a lot of people say, oh my God, I can't write it down that fast. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Doc Wallach appears on our show for a couple hours every month, and here he is this month, right before Halloween. Joel, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you so much, George. I always appreciate your hospitality. Thank you so much.
Doc, let me ask you this question about this boy who was on a diet of potatoes, pork, lamb, apples, cucumbers, and Cheerios, and they said it led to his vision loss. What the heck was happening to him?
Well, basically, a diet as restrictive as that was, without supplementation, the kids are going to get many, many nutritional deficiencies. Some of them are as simple as vitamin A deficiency, which can cause all kinds of vision loss. And so here's a case where somebody's treating symptoms and disregarding the basic needs of the body. Every cell in your body requires 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. And your eyes are no different. They require all these 90 essential nutrients. And a diet as restrictive as that was, apples and potatoes, it's just really a miserable thing. So,
And Cheerios. Don't forget Cheerios.
Well, that's bad because Cheerios are made out of oats and
gluten.
Gluten, exactly. I guarantee you that this kid, you know, had all the itchy skin, blah, 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 blah. They said food allergies, but basically had a gluten problem and really just needed to be off of gluten. You can have a beautiful diet. You can eat poultry, you can eat fish, you can eat red meat, you can eat eggs, you can eat steamed vegetables. And so this was way, way too restrictive, and I didn't hear anything about supplementation.
No, there wasn't much. They definitely said he had a severe vitamin A deficiency, but I'm not so sure if they treated that or not. His blood levels were 14.3 micrograms of, I guess, vitamin A.
Yeah. See, well, if they'd have given him sweet potatoes, he'd have gotten some vitamin A. I'm sure they just gave him white potatoes.
Ah, and you can also get vitamin A from the sun, right?
No, sir. You get vitamin D from
the sun. D from the sun. Okay. Yeah. All right, well, let's hope. Can this be reversed?
Oh, absolutely.
In his situation?
In fact, if we can get this family to call us, we'll be able to save this kid.
Oh, well, that would be good. Now, this other story out of Michigan, Doc, where they're forcing a woman to go to jail and they're going to force the vaccination of her 9-year-old son. Is that right or wrong?
It's absolutely incorrect. It should be every family's right, except when martial law is declared because 10,000 kids are dying a day from some kind of terrible epidemic or plague, when it should be required then to have vaccinations. But when there's no epidemic or plagues going on, it should be every family's decision whether or not they're going to get vaccinations. it's kind of interesting. During the flu season is when people have the highest rate of vaccinations for the flu, and it's when they have the highest rate of infections for the flu. If you're going to get a vaccination for a flu, you need to take it in May or June, and then you'll be ready to go by August and September. You do not want to get the flu shots during August and September because it drives your immune system down for three months, and you're going to be susceptible to the virus.
I have not had a flu vaccine and vaccination since I was a kid. I have not had, knock on wood, the flu. I take my supplements and I build up my immunity that way, but I just don't, I don't get the vaccination at all.
That's a good thing. I certainly don't get any vaccinations. I did when I was in the military, got a few of them.
Yeah, we had to do that, didn't we?
You had to get in the line, yeah.
God, I had a cholera shot in the Navy, and my arm swelled up like a little basketball, and it was so sore. What caused that?
Well, it could be sensitive to the vaccine ingredients. It could have been just a dirty needle. Several possibilities.
Yeah, that could be too. Got an email in from Thomas in Cottonwood, Arizona, who wants to thank you. As a matter of fact, he says, Doc Wallach, thank you. I am sold. You now have a customer for life. Let me tell you what happened to him, Doc. Mm-hmm. He was having, as he said, the beginning stages of macular eye degeneration. Mm-hmm. Went to his eye doctor, and his doctor said, oh, man, we've got some problems here. He heard you on the show and just started taking supplements based on the things you've talked about, specifically Tangy Tangerine. And he was taking that, went back a couple months later, and the doctor was totally baffled. He said, you need new glasses. And the guy said, well, why? Isn't things getting any better? He said, any better? Your eyesight's almost perfect. You need new glasses to see because your old ones are making you not see it. He said, your eyesight had improved so much, and there was no macular degeneration in sight. Amazing. In 2 months.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. And, of course, I don't know if you know about the wager I had with an
eyesight. Yeah. You told us about that. and he put out, he screamed to an audience, right, that you were right.
Yeah. And then, of course, he had to, after 90 days, 27 of his patients, he diagnosed with macular degeneration. They were legally blind 6, 8, 10 years. They're all able to read 20/20 in 90 days. Only 2 required glasses. 25 didn't even need glasses.
Tom takes texts and questions. We'll do that when we come back at the half. And also we'll start phone calls. And Doc Wallach will be with us for next hour only as well to take your calls. Anything we can do to help you, that's what we're here for. Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com or the phone number to call to talk to a human being that they have staffed during the show and tomorrow and the next day. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Still traveling all over the place, Doc?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm in Phoenix right now. I'll be in Baltimore, Maryland on Friday, and I go from there to Houston.
I'm going to have a live stage show in the Scottsdale area in April of next year. I'm really looking forward to it. It's
that's fabulous.
It's a great audience out there. How's the weather out there?
It's 90 degrees.
Woo! That's pretty hot.
Yeah.
Well, you don't stop at all. As a matter of fact, I had the pharmacist Ben Fuchs on a couple weeks ago.
Oh, he's great.
And he said the same thing about you. He said, "I've never seen a guy with so much energy."
Well, I've been taking the 90 since I was 9 years old, George, and haven't missed twice a day, and haven't been to a doctor since then, and I'm just an inch short of 80.
Good for you. 80. You look like you're in your 50s.
Yeah, most people think I'm in my 50s. In fact, when I go through security at the airports, they want to double-check my identification because I keep my shoes on. They say, you got to take your shoes off. I said, no, I'm over 75. I'm way over 75.
Do you show your ID to prove that to them?
Oh, yeah. They make me show it to them.
That's something. Well, let's help some people when we come back after the break. But when you're traveling, speaking to so many groups and places like that, what do people want to know, Doc, primarily?
Well, these pre-existing conditions, things like diabetes, obesity, high blood pressure, heart disease, plaque in the arteries, dementia, macular degeneration, low back problems, kidney failure, dialysis, liver cirrhosis, fatty livers, those are the sort of things that drive families crazy because it increases their cost of their monthly premiums for their health insurance, their co-payments go way up. And, of course, the cost of medication goes up, but their life is inconvenienced. And 99% of these are totally reversible in a couple of weeks to a couple of months. And, of course, that's why my book is in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure.
That's right.
Because we learned things during that study back in the 60s that every vertebrate, whether you're a crocodile or a hummingbird or a dolphin or a flamingo or a human being or an elephant, if you have the same nutritional deficiency, you're going to get the same disease. There are no nutritionally transmitted diseases, no nutritionally caused birth defects, no genetically caused birth defects, and no genetically caused diseases. They're all caused by nutritional deficiencies. We proved it with 454 species of animals and humans.
Doc, I was in Monroeville, Pennsylvania last week speaking at an event near Pittsburgh, and I'm like you. I mean, I went out and I have 4 plastic vitamin boxes, you know, those little mm-hmm. tubes that you open up. They have the day, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday mm-hmm. on the top. And I got to tell you, you feel guilty if you don't pack your vitamins and supplements and go on a trip without them. I mean, so now I count out the days. How many days am I going to be gone? Where am I going to be? And I put them all in this little pill box, and I'm all set and ready to go. But why do you feel guilty about that?
Well, because you know something that most people don't know. You know that your body requires these things, and as much energy and effort as you put out to be on the road as much as you are in all these late-night performances you put on, it takes an enormous amount of energy and raw materials for your cells to keep up. And
yeah, your body tells you these things. We're going to come back and take your phone calls with Doc Wallach. Don't forget the website, criticalhealthnews.com, the phone number to call for assistance and help, not to get on the show, 1-855-949-7234. Well, through the month of October, we've got our Cosmic Search trivia question. You're going to have some fun with this little contest. $500 a week to the winner. And every time, you know, we have Monday through Friday, we have different questions. And if you are right, each day you get into the hat for the weekly drawing for the money. Now, the recent guest, Michael Fitzhugh Bell, claims to be a targeted individual and subjected to experimentation by a mysterious cabal. Which strange disease does he believe is one of their tools? A. Laughing Death, which is called Kuru. B. Alice in Wonderland Syndrome. C. Blue Skin Disorder. And D. Morgellons. Now, obviously, for entry information, rules, and more information, visit coasttocoastam.com. Now, for those of you who love ghost stories, Halloween night, which will be Tuesday, October 31st, will be Ghost to Ghost Night. In addition to what we do, we look for your great ghost stories that you will want to write into us and get on the show. And a lot of people can't get in that day. So we've set up a special email address for you to send your ghost stories to producer Tom, include your phone number and the story, and you might get selected to be on the show during Ghost to Ghost Night. The email is ghoststories@coasttocoastam.com. ghoststories@coasttocoastam.com. That is all in the carousel, by the way, this entire email address and everything at coasttocoastam.com. And we are back with Dr. Joel Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com with your phone calls for the rest of this hour and all of next hour as well. And don't forget, we take your text and tweets, and Tom is back in the L.A. studio to get us going. What do you have for us, Tom?
Hey, Doc, this is a text from Ramon in Bellevue, Washington. He says, please ask Doc if he thinks there are benefits to jumping rope every day.
Jumping rope? What, it's a little exercise, Doc. What do you think?
Yeah, it's something you do indoors. You don't need a lot of heavy equipment and treadmills and things like that. It's one of the great speed and coordination exercises that boxers use is jumping rope, and it's good. You can take that little rope with you wherever you go. You don't need to carry a lot of equipment. It's a good exercise.
Yeah, it sure is. Let's go to Tom in La Jolla, California, to get things started here on the phones. Hi, go ahead, Thomas.
George, thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing.
And I want to give you high praise for the power grid interview that you did with Glenn Rhodes.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
And Dr. Wallach, I'm on longevity, and thank you. And I hope you live to 300 years.
It's your
life. Very
you.
Important.
We're working on it.
My question, Dr. Wallach, is concerning recent research on brain parasites that are transmitted from pets to humans. George did an interview with a researcher who wrote a book called Your Brain on Parasites. And these are brain parasites, not intestinal parasites. And they're transmitted by cats and dogs. So my question is twofold. How can we rid ourselves of brain parasites, and how can we rid our pets of brain parasites, our cats and dogs?
And coming from you, a veterinarian, Doc, this is I'm waiting for the answer.
Okay. Well, let's see. Of course, the intestinal ones are sometimes are big like tapeworm cysts. You need almost as a surgical thing. These cysts are the size of grapes and things like that from tapeworms. When it comes to these microscopic parasites, these are the sort of things. We actually have a line of products called Good Herbs, and we have one of them that is a anti-parasitic blend of herbs. And there's so many herbs that just really are just magic when it comes to controlling these one-celled parasites. And I would urge you to look into this, the good herbs, the parasite tinctures, and it goes by body weight. Somebody who's an adult would take like 2 doses a day, so you might need 2 bottles a month or like a 6-ounce tincture bottles, dropper bottles. And, of course, you want to use the Pure Works spray and foam on your hands when you pet the pets so that you kill any parasites that might be on your hands because you touch your face and your ears and eyes and nose and mouth and so forth and food. And obviously you also want to use some of the eucalyptus citronella. Avoid flies and mosquitoes. You can apply that to, you know, when you're outside during the summertime and mosquito and fly season. And it's kind of a combination of good hygiene and then, of course, an approach to dealing with parasites when you have them.
Doc, who keeps coming up with the innovative supplements at Youngevity? I mean, do you have like a laboratory there, or how does that all happen?
We have a little team, and of course, we know certain things are true. For instance, when it comes to the nutrition, the 90 essential nutrients, we're always looking for better, higher dosages, safer dosages, mixtures. In fact, the Tangy Tangerine, which everybody likes, it took us 5 years to come up with the delivery system with 248 nutrients in it. To be able to get them all to go into the suspension and the solution equally instead of some settling out. We had to use the instant coffee technology of freeze-dried crystals. And so we have a whole team that does this. And I think we've probably got a total of about 6 people involved in the team, and including myself. And so it's teamwork because I can't do it all. I come up with an idea.
And you're traveling all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, telephones work. I have to ask them to do some literature search and then an existing research. It may have been done in Australia or Hong Kong, and it's published, but it hasn't been converted to a usable product. And so these, we take these things and we work with them and get them instituted into our program.
You know, I know that you cannot say that this cures this, this cures that, this cures cancer. You can't say that. But we sure know that supplementation helps people.
Well, there's certain things that everybody agrees on. Even medical doctors can agree that we can cure scurvy with vitamin C. We can cure rickets with vitamin D. Pernicious anemia with B12. Night blindness with vitamin A.
And bilberry, right?
And bilberry. And beriberi with vitamin B1 and pellagra with vitamin B3. And, you know, there's certain ones that everybody agrees upon. You know, always fascinating to me, George. All these other essential nutrients are known to be essential. You get disease if you don't have them. You take them, you reverse the disease, but you can't say you're curing it.
That's right. Absolutely. Doc Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com, comes on once a month to give you some assistance. And all we have to do is have one person like Thomas in Cottonwood, Arizona, simply say, Doc Wallach, thank you. And I know what we've done is rewarding and fulfilling. In your career, Doc, is there a story, is there an individual that just sticks out as one of those amazing success stories that somebody was helped by you?
Well, gosh, I literally have millions of them. Can I give you two or one or whatever?
Give me one. Give me one for now. Maybe we'll do another one next hour.
Okay. Well, because it's so common, dementia. You know, people, they get over, now they're over 30, they're beginning just dementia and Alzheimer's disease. And there was a guy by the name of Ray McGregor up in, and it's not a secret because we tell this story all the time. He's about 35 years old, and he developed what doctors diagnosed as Alzheimer's disease, and he was sick for many years. And the last 8 years of his life before I met him, he was unconscious in a nursing home with IVs and G-tubes, and they were feeding him, and they were about ready to pull the plug on him, and his sister says, no, give me 6 months. She said, I can take off from work, give me 6 months, and let's see if we can't do something for him. So she contacts me, and she tells me the story over the phone, and I said, okay, I want you to give him the 90 essential nutrients, and I need you to give him some eggs through the G-tube, you know, four times a day. I want him to take the Health Abandoned Heart Pack. I need him to take the de-stress capsules because I'm covering all the dementias. I want you to take the Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets. This covers all the dementias. Now, there's five major dementias. There's vascular dementia, which is caused by the same thing that causes plaque in the arteries, mm-hmm. Alzheimer's disease, which is simple deficiency of cholesterol. Then there's Korsakoff syndrome, which is deficiency of one vitamin, and so on. But anyway, she gives him the eggs in the G-tube and gives him the 90 essential nutrients through the G-tube for 4 days. Then she calls me, and this is in Charlotte, North Carolina. I think I was in the West Coast somewhere. She calls me, and her voice is cracking, and she's weeping and crying. She says, "Oh, my gosh, did Ray die?" She says, "No, let me tell you the story. This is the fifth day. I was giving him his supplements, as you suggested, and I go to his room, and the room is empty. The bed's all been changed. All his suitcases are gone. His clothes are gone. I said, oh, my God, he's died." She goes to the front desk, and she says, "Where's my brother Ray?" And the girl in front says, "Ray?" She said, "Yeah, Ray McGregor, my brother." She says, "Oh, that Ray. Well, he got up this morning. He shaved. He got a suit on, went back to work at the bank. He thought he'd only been asleep overnight. He didn't realize he was unconscious for 8 years. And that's because he didn't have Alzheimer's disease, which the doctors diagnosed. He actually had Korsakoff syndrome, which is a deficiency of a single vitamin. And I gave him 100 times the minimum dose of that one vitamin because I had the feeling that it was Korsakoff syndrome. And sure, it woke him up in 5 days.
That's amazing, Doc.
But we see this literally hundreds of times a year. I have billionaires in Moose Jaw, Canada, David Dietrich, so who had terminal Parkinson's disease, 90 days, perfectly normal. Another billionaire in New York, I'll just call him Steve, has more property in New York than Donald Trump. And he had an inoperable aortic aneurysm. In 90 days, it was gone just by supplementation with the raw materials necessary for the artery to heal itself. And we have literally thousands and thousands of stories every month like this from babies and adults. And
Edgar Cayce, the great American prophet, mm-hmm. who's no longer with us, said in his readings, he was amazing when it came to health readings in this trance-like state he was in, but he said that eating 3 raw almonds a day would prevent cancer. What is in the almond that would do that, much like apricot seeds as well?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's antioxidants in all seeds. And, of course, an almond is the seed of the almond tree. And so there's antioxidants in there. And so this is what should I say. He was correct in that antioxidants are a prevention for cancer and can certainly support the immune system to assist your immune system into defending you. Your immune system is your best defense, and even eating apple seeds that have a little bit of cyanide in them is good. Apricot seeds, as you point out, to have the B17 in it, and it's amazing. I have so many stories of people with cancer that are terminal. They got months to live, and 10 years later, they're still going because they did get their ORAC points, which are measurements of how many free radicals are killed by the are neutralized by the antioxidants in the food or supplements. They get up over 100,000 ORAC points a day, and the average American takes in about 1,000 ORAC points a day, and you get up over 100,000, your immune system is like Superman at that point. Unfortunately, chemotherapy does kill cancer cells, but it also kills normal cells.
Yep, it sure does. Let's go to the phones again. Bill, truck driving in Phoenix, Arizona, west of the Rockies, just where Doc is. Go ahead, Bill.
Hello, George.
There he is.
thank you for taking my call.
Drive by and pick up Doc, Bill. He's in Phoenix.
I'll be glad to. Just give me an address and I'll be on my way.
He's there.
Got to stop at Gila Bend on the way, but that won't be too much.
All right, great. Go ahead with your question.
I'm calling at the behest of my daughter. She mentioned that Dr. Wallach was on tonight, and so I am... I'm a truck driver. I've been a truck driver for 20 years, and it's not the healthiest lifestyle, and I've never really paid attention to a lot of nutrition. As a truck driver, you eat what you've got if you don't bring it with you, and I was just curious. I'm a type 2 diabetic. I'm on 4 medications, and I was just curious as to what the doctor would recommend.
All right. The doc will ask you, Bill, to start. How tall are you and how much do you weigh?
Hey, you got it, George.
Okay, I am 5'10" and I weigh 230 pounds.
All right. The doc will tell you that's problem number one. Go ahead, doc.
Okay, so you have type 2 diabetes. And
yes.
Do you have any other issues? Any high blood pressure, arthritis?
No arthritis. I'm on a, I'm on blood pressure medication and, of course, the
diabetic metformin or something like that?
Metformin and glipizide. And
okay.
They've also got me taking something called Cartia. And the doctor said basically that if things don't change, he foresees me going the insulin needle. And I just don't want to do that. I've got.
Okay, well, let me ask you this begs the question. This begs the question then. If you're not really getting success with pills and tablets for your diabetes, do you have any history of asthma or skin problems, eczema, or dermatitis, anything like that?
No.
Okay. Any history of belly problems, constipation, diarrhea, diverticulitis, your appendix out, anything like that?
Still have my appendix. Sometimes I have bouts of constipation, but I just attributed that to
I would go gluten-free. Yeah, I'd go gluten-free if you're not already on that. No wheat, butter, and oats. Stay away from the fried foods, processed meats. And I've lived in truck stops, so I know the diet there. So no fried foods, no processed meats. No oils, no olive oil, coconut oil, margarines, mayonnaise, sausage, cooking oils, absolutely. No sugar because you're diabetic. And I would go ahead and take two healthy brain and heart packs per month. Two healthy brain and heart packs per month. And I would also add three of the Sweeties twice a day. That's two bottles a month.
And explain what that is, Doc.
Okay, well, Sweeties is a blend. It's one of our secret sauces. It's a blend of minerals and herbs, which will drop your blood sugar quickly. But over a period of a couple of weeks, you're going to see a steady drop in the blood sugar. And, of course, you want to test your blood sugar every day. And as your blood sugar is dropping, you want to take less and less medication you've been taught to do. When your blood sugar gets below 100 for a week, without medication, you're an ex-diabetic at that point.
And it's called Sweeties.
Sweeties, yes.
Okay.
And
okay.
You take that because you have all these other issues, the high blood pressure, I would even throw in for the blood pressure, I'd throw in what we call the Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets, three words, Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets. You can take three of those twice a day, two bottles a month. And they're going to support and promote healthy blood pressure and support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries. And that helps the heart, the brain, the kidneys, liver, everything else.
And, Bill, let me throw out the phone number for you to call when you have some time to people who are there who can give you some more information if you missed some of the things Doc just told you. That's 1-855-949-RADIO. Really simple to remember. 1-855-949-7234. And, of course, the website, criticalhealthnews.com, criticalhealthnews.com. And I've got them working on developing some apps now, which was great for the smartphones, Doc. That would be super, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Got to get that done. We're going to take a quick break at the top of the hour and come back with a final hour of phone calls with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And then later on tonight, we're going to be talking about near-death experiences. So make sure you're part of the program. A little twist on Halloween as we move toward our ghost-to-ghost night on Halloween night here on Coast to Coast AM. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and we will be right back with more of your calls on Coast to Coast AM.